Mommy.
Yes.
Ano yung pinaka-best porn na nakakatulong sa mga mag-asawa? Sa mga nakikinig po ngayon, kindly comment the link or send to us.
Share your best recommendation.
Hindi to judging people, ha? Hindi ito yung tungkol sa ano, basa. Bakit ba ito pinag-uusapan to?
Ewan ko sa'yo, ikaw nag-opening statement.
Wala, kasi catchy eh. Di ba sabi daw in the first 3 seconds?
Get a hook.
Get a hook, kailangan.
So catchy. Makinig tayo para may makinig sa podcast natin welcome for the clout.
Yeah, welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho.
Kaya ako tinanong yun kasi nagkaroon recently ng isang umingay siya sa social media, itong issue na to. Is it really okay for someone, a married person, to fantasize another person?
Yeah, mga hashtag normalize natin yan. Hashtag don't be offended. It's normal like that.
And of course, in social media, there will always be two sides of the coin. Bihira si neutral. Laging meron. Depende sa konti.
Pwedeng neutral, pwedeng walang pakialam. Hindi sila nakikinig, di ba?
Pero pag pinag-usapan yan, meron laging sa depende sa context, I don't find anything wrong. Iba naman, ay, offensive sa akin yan, bawal yan.
Yes.
So, since this is our platform and you are listening to our podcast,
makikinig kayo. Makikinig kayo. Kung ma-offend kayo, eh, pwede naman skip.
Ay, hindi, huwag nyo nang skip. Pag-usapan na lang natin.
Yes, so, be open tayo.
So, the question really is, we're not here to join the clout. We're here to, ang sarap pag-usapan kasi in married life, ano nga ba makatulong? Pag ba sinabing nagka-fantasize ako sa ibang tao,
masama na akong tao.
Or nakatulong sa amin, then will I allow it? Diba? Pero may case nga ba na nangyari yun? Meron bang case talagang, may spouse, may wife, or may husband fantasize another person, nakatulong sa sex life namin, mga ganon.
Oh, kasi di ba parang lagi rin sinasabi na iba-iba yan eh, parang bawa ko matagal na kami mag-asawa, and I feel it's normal lang naman, wag lang siyang totoong tao. Parang okay lang kung celebrity, or napanood mo sa K-drama, mga ganyan like that. Pero paano nga ba kung mangyari na siya sa totoong buhay?
Ayan, sige. So, in our podcast, we'll have 3 points again. Pero alam mo, i-warn niyo ko na kayo kung ano yung 3 points, ha? Mm. Alam ba mami ko ano yung 3 points?
Ano yan?
Wala tayong 3 points today. So, this is just an open conversation. And
maging open-minded lang
maging
tayo.
Maging open lang tayo kasi may package kami i-share sa inyo after products.
Pairing. Uso po ba yun ngayon?
Uy, ano, may mga iba na still working. I mean, magaling pa rin how the business, it's leverage eh. So, to those who are hardworking, galingan nyo lang.
Okay ako sa legit, pero meron din kasing ganyang business,
ibang topic,
diba?
Yan. Ibang podcast yan. Mm-hmm. Pang business podcast yan. Pero pwede din sa mga mag-asawa yan. Ha? Yung tipong naloko ba tawag doon? Or
nabudol.
Nabudol, di ba? Kung ano mang budol na yan. But balik tayo sa fantasize na yan. Okay, so the question is it really okay for us? Anong take natin doon? Kasi nga, number one, ano bang konteksto? Bakit sinabi yun? Number two, does the context matter? If you air it open to the public, does the context matter pa ba? And number three, us personally, in our married life and listening to other people in our community, in the Kosho, what do we think is really good for the couples?
Okay, diba? Okay. Go.
So number one, is it really good to fantasize other people in your married life, not your spouse?
For me, iba yung ina-admire mo yung tao sa fina-fantasize mo yung tao. Kasi definitely, when you watch movie or when you see people in the social media or anything na parang nakita mo, oh, ang ganda nito, ang sexy nito, or ang macho nito, ang gwapo ng mata, ganyan. You can admire that person physically or the way he or she talks. Parang, oh, I like his, her wit, or gusto mo yung jokes niya. But for me, the moment you feel like you're fantasizing about that person, that means meron siyang sexual na kasamang aspect. Meron siyang time na parang, teka, I feel like I want to be closer to that person physically. So for me, ayoko nung word na fantasize.
Ah, okay. Kasi pag sabi mong fantasize, pwede mo siyang linisin in a way sa konteksto mo. Pero automatic kasi si word na fantasize.
For me, sensual siya.
Sensual
eh.
Talaga siya. Kasi hindi pwede sabihin na, I'm fantasizing with that person. Yung fantasy ko kasi, Nagbabasketball lang kami together. Yung ganun sports lang. So, hindi, usually the word fantasize is not connected to that. Pwedeng daydreaming, thinking, hoping, wanting. But the word fantasize always connects to sensual. Tama?
Yes.
Okay. So, for you, the answer is you don't want the word fantasize. And pwede kang mag-isip if...
To fantasize is to imagine things that are true. Ah, gunugal ko lang siya.
So sabi niya, sabi ni Google.
Sabi ni Google, to fantasize is to imagine things that are not true and sometimes not possible.
Okay.
We fantasize about things we wish we were real.
Oh.
Have you ever daydreamed that you're talking to a king, a superstar in NBA, or able to fly? Then you've been fantasizing.
Okay. So daydreaming din siya.
So indulge in daydreaming, yes.
Pero careful ka lang kapag connected sa mag-asawa tapos other people.
Oh, so imagine something that one wants to happen.
Okay.
So ano pina-fantasize mo? Magandang konteksto din siya.
Okay. Pero kasi nga, ano siya, pero automatic ha, gaya na naisip natin sensual. And ilang percent ng tao na married, pag sinabing fantasizing others, ang isipin, ay hindi tungkol sa sex yan. Baka pina-fantasize lang niya.
Yung bags and shoes.
Mag-vlog sila together, yung mga ganyan. Oh. So kaya siya nag-create ng clout. Kasi suddenly, the word is always, hindi mo sabi sabihing maduming isip ng tao eh. But in the context of couples, marriage, connected talaga siya.
Yes.
Okay, sige. So ako, I'll agree with
you. How about you?
Ako, I'll agree with you na pagdating sa point na thinking about other people, yung nagandahan ka, celebrities, pero ang hirap eh. Ang hirap nun kasi, bakit pag celebrity okay, pag kapitbahay mo hindi? Seryoso, di ba?
Eh, paano kung kapitbahay mo yung celebrity? Di ba? If you live in a posh village.
Hindi, pero ano yan eh, mas malaki ang palugid ng asawa pag celebrity kasi isipin nila, celebrity kasi, hindi naman mangyayari yan. Yung talagang malayo na ano lang yan. Pero pag kapitbahay, parang, pag lumalabas, sinilip niya ito yan.
Yung proximity masyado diba? Ng
dudukot din kumata ng asawa ko, parang ganun sila. Kasi, katabing bahay lang natin yan. Sabihin, pag nakita mo, pinaglanasahan mo yan. Ganun.
Yeah.
Yan, di ba? So, anong difference nun? Again, for me ha, kung nagandahan ka, napugian ka, normal naman yan eh. Uy, ang pogi ni Brad Pitt. Uy, ang ganda ni Angelina Jolie. Yung mga gano'n, di ba?
Hello, si Brad Pitt.
Oo, di ba? Alien, yung mga gano'n.
Basa. Hindi, di ba may nagtanong sa'yo, sinong boy crush mo?
Oo. Wala akong masagot kasi hindi talaga ako nag-isip ng boy crush. Pero boy yung nagtanong sa akin.
Na-realize ko rin, bakit niya tinanong yun? Eh, lalaki rin
siya. Pilipilit niya ako. Eh, baka kasi sa kanya, wala lang, okay lang. Pero ako kasi hindi ko pinag-isipan eh, na sino nga ba, di ba? Parang, sino? Parang never ko pa naisip ha, sabi ko. But anyway, cut tayo dun. Iba kasi when you fantasize in a way na hindi siya daydream of the other stuff, no? When you daydream and fantasize na you're making love, hindi na make love with your spouse, sex, plain sex lang talaga siya, and then you're thinking about another person. Or you are alone and then you fantasize about intimate moment with that person. People don't want to be spiritual or biblical. Lalabas na naman nila si God card. Yung mga ganyan. Ayaw nila yan. But whether we like it or not, hindi ako magmamalinis. Di ba? Ang utak naman natin. Marami rin pinagpupuntahan yan. Especially kung single ka. Pero it was given to us that sin is not just when you do it, but when you also think about it, you're already doing it. Hindi naman sinabi ni Lord na hindi mo pagdadaanan yan. Alam niyo pagdadaanan natin yan. Kaya sabi niya, fight the struggle. So don't normalize it. Ako ay agree na it's normal that you can feel that. But it's not normal that you give in and make it okay. When you fantasize including sexual things, whether in thoughts or actions or by doing it with your spouse. Yun yung sa akin.
Okay. Bihira kasi na magsabi ang isang lalaki niyan kasi isipin ng normal na lalaki parang ipokrito naman tong mga to, 'di ba? Parang something like parang hindi ko kayo magets, parang ano bang mali doon? Ano ba yan? Let's not be too sensitive about it. But you know, we're coming in that context too, that as marriage coaches, we've talked to a lot of couples na yan ang number one na reason kung bakit nagkakaroon ng insecurity ang asawa. Especially wives. Why? Kasi meron unrealistic expectations lagi na parang you have to be as sexy as this wife. You know, I was talking to another doctor sa isang event and then sabi niya sa akin, you know, I unfollowed a lot of celebrities and influencers who are making me feel insecure about my body. Kasi nga, they depict womanhood or motherhood na parang walang nangyari. So parang ito yung mga unrealistic expectations sa atin na pagka fantasize mo yung isang babae o isang lalaki that is totally opposite na kung ano yung reality ng marriage ha, ang hirap naman nun para sa asawa mo.
Pero pwede kasi sabihin na, eh wala nang problema yung tao, doon problema mo na yun kasi sariling insecurity mo na yun. Sariling wounds mo na yun. Diba? Pwede sabihin yun. But, ang point ko dyan, just to add on to the beautiful message na nilalagay mo, ang point ko dyan is kailangan mag-break muna tayo to welcome other listeners to the other podcast here in the Abundance Network.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dino naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back.
Pampabitin.
Oh, so ang point ko dyan, mommy, is, di ba, problema mo na yun. Eh,
na-offend ka eh. May securities ka.
Kapitbahay, kasalanan naman ng celebrity. Sa akin, yun ang binwork out sa marriage na mag-asawa. Kung may wound, kung may hindi okay, you don't add fire or you don't rub salt to the wound. Di ba? Yung tipong, ah, alam mo naman pala yun ang problema. Then, wag yun ang dagdagan pa. You don't say, ihil mo sarili mo, ako kaya ako dito. Eh, kaya nga, mag-asawa eh, tutulungan kayong dalawa. So, you have to be sensitive to that. Diba? Hindi naman siya nakakasama sa akin, pero nakakasama sa isa. You have to be sensitive to that. Diba? So, it means that, again, before mo isipin ng, yung fantasy ng ibang tao, fantasy mo with other people, tinan mo yung reality na married life mo.
True.
Diba? So, I mean, we're speaking to people na, who are commenting na, ayaw nila, hindi okay sa kanila, kasi may pinanggagalingan. Kaya ang hirap eh, ang hirap sabihin sa mga taong nagkomento ng ayaw nila, hindi okay naman yan, kasi you don't know kung ano pinagdaanan nila. Sa inyo, okay kayo.
Mm-hmm.
Pero to those people na may pinagdadaanan, nahirapan doon, ayoko noon, then it simply means it's not okay with them.
Actually, nung una, very sensitive ako din sa topic na yun. Kasi nga, I feel like if you are in a platform where a lot of people listen to you really have that responsibility, that accountability, that you are leading people, especially kung single sa mga nakikinig sa'yo, that yes, these things are really normal. Again, hindi kami nagmamalinis. Porn is porn. It gives pleasure to a lot of people. And nakapanood din kami ni Drews niya nung single kami. And it's something na we don't want to watch anymore kasi hindi siya taga nakakatulong. And now, if there are vulnerable people na magiging tainted yung tingin nila sa relationship and sa marriage, wag naman sana. Pero at the same time, we also respect that different strokes for different folks. Diba? Sabi nga na, di wag mong pakinggan kung wag mong pakinggan, wag mong panoorin kung wag mong panoorin. But if we're giving two cents about this topic, is that you also have to be mindful about the conversations that you listen to. You have to be mindful about the media that you are consuming too. Kasi okay naman na i-entertain tayo. But at the same time, we also have to look into ano mga reflection ito na parang at the end of the day, does it make me feel better? Does it make me feel good as a person? Does it make me a better person after all this consumption?
I like that.
Kasi diba, alam mo, sobra ko na-realize to nung sa talk sa feast recently about sa numbers, diba, na you have to be, kasi nga ang nega, nakakahawa. So ang porn, nakakahawa din siya. Kasi if you will consume that, that will make you think more about that. Kasi what you focus on grows. So you can't really say na parang wala lang yan. Huwag ka masyadong offensive dyan.
Manunod ka ulit.
Oo nga.
Porn again ang tawag doon.
Oh my God. Dad.
Hindi, totoo yan.
Tapos narealize ko, when people are so mad about people reacting to it, nade-defensivean pala ako sa mga tao who are saying na wala lang yun. Kasi what you tolerate is what you accept in your marriage.
Exactly.
Or in your personal life too.
Okay. So it, what you're saying is,
wala lang.
Hindi, kung magpapasok ka sa bahay mo na maglalagay ng risk, huwag ka na maglagay ng risk.
Oo, kaya nga diba sinasabi natin paulit-ulit that to fight temptation is not really to fight it, but really to run away from
it. Yeah, and when people say na ginagawa naman na maraming tao, bakit kayo din yung ba na ginawa? You can't just say that. Kasi it's just like, for example, I've been talking to people who are healing from addiction. Diba? And they will say to another person who experiences the same, pare, huwag gagawin niya masama yan. Pare, hinto mo na yan. That person cannot say na, ikaw nga eh, naging struggle mo siya eh, ba't pa ko pa hihintuin?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? It's just like saying that eh. Kasi if you apply that in society, then wala nang tama sa mundong ito. Eh, lahat ng pwede mong ginagawang mali, inormalize na lang natin. Kasi ginagawa nandiyan naman natin eh. O, nagmura ka rin naman, magmura na tayong lahat. What we're simply saying is if it's hurting, if it's against the way what God is guiding us to do, then don't do it. But again, this message is from the context of how we see fantasizing as sensual and couples, not to the other context. So again, ang ending ko lang naman dito is may kanya-kanyang challenges sa mga buhay mag-asawa. And kayo, you will know what's working for you, what's not. But don't just define what's working for you and what's not. Always allow your definition to be guided by God's word and God's wisdom. Yung definition ba natin ng okay and not, is it aligned to God's definition? Kasi chances are, if it's not aligned and it's working for now but it's not aligned to Him, we will be robbed of the real peace that's meant for you and your family.
I like that peace. Dun ako mag-take off to end this podcast. That peace is very important. Yun yung nag-rub sa'yo of real happiness, diba? So, if you are thinking of something that you will do, you will say, or you will think about your marriage, think of it something na parang, will it give you peace? Will it give peace of mind for your spouse too? Then, if not, then it will really be costly sa married life nyo.
Yeah, pero ito ha, last na ha, ito, open sharing conversation to ha. Kasi nung ikakasal na tayo, may nagsabi sa akin na ganun dati eh. Hindi ka sasabihin ko sino. Ang pangalan niya si...
Mag-break muna tayo.
Sabi niya, ikakasal na kayo. Nasa community to.
Talaga? Sino yan? Bulong mo sa akin.
Pero sabi niya,
Initials.
Kento. Para sabi niya na, pwede na kayo manood ng porn kasi makakakuha kayo ng tip on ano pwedeng gawin sa mag-asawa. Yung mga ganyan, di ba? So parang ako, hindi ko siya gano'n. Of course, pag binanggit ko na naman, hindi welcome, two sides, pwede, hindi, ganito. Podcast namin to. Just sabihin ko sa inyo.
Guha kayo ng podcast.
So parang nung una, entertain ko, pwede nga naman, no? Tapos kuha kayo ng tip doon, ano pwedeng gawin. Tapos naalala ko nung nagpre-plan tayo magkaroon ng baby, suddenly the sex and intimacy, may halo ng pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Totoo
that's
yun
true.
Eh.
Sobra.
Hindi siya lagi na parang...
Hindi na siya pleasurable.
Hindi na siya yung talagang... kasi talaga may schedule na eh. Do this on this day. Parang mabundis kayo. Parang...
Lahat ng position ginawa mo.
And then, tsaka yung schedule mismo.
Yes.
Eh, unlike natin na free flow lang. Come on, let's do this. May ganun na siya.
Mm-hmm. As naisip ko yun
na, will porn help? Diba? At least if you don't feel like it, pagod ka, pero kailangan mo kasi nakaschedule na.
Yeah.
Para ano, will porn help? Tapos,
did it?
Actually, hindi. Kasi inisip ko talaga, teka lang, bakit ako magkakaroon ng, wala sa Married Cop podcast naman tayo, bakit ako magkakaroon ng excitement sa sex by watching another woman and man doing it together? Well, in fact, as a husband and wife, you're supposed to be excited only to each other's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Only to the sight of the nakedness of your spouse and at other people.
Ba't kanya kumakate?
Gusto mo?
Okay. Goodbye.
Diba? Pero, it's something that, it's a, sabi nila, ipaglaban mo yung married life mo. It's something that if that is the problem that you have, it's worth fighting for. Bring back that look, that smell, that senses na pag nakita mo, ang excitement mo, hindi sa napapanood mong ibang tao, kundi sa asawa mo.
Thank you for that.
Diba? Yung pag nakita mo yung mga ganun, kasi nabasa ko yan eh, sa social media, yung mga nahihiya magbenta. Sabi yung iba nga, puro singit at saka kaluluwa, pinapakita, dinahihiya. Eh, ikaw, produkto, ayaw mo ipakita. Yung mga ganun. Magbenta ka na. Sabi nga, eh, well, kinunik ko lang siya. Kinunik ko lang siya na darating ang panahon, pag nakakita ka ng mga ganun, ay, sayang energy ko dyan, trabaho na lang. Tapos, ang focus mo about sexual life mo, asawa mo.
And sarap pag-usapan nito. Ang dami pang pwedeng pag-usapan. And again, to close this na, last talaga to, I was watching a vlog about an interview sa isang old lady.
Yung sa akin, di pa last eh.
Tapos tinanong siya, di ba, what's the secret to a lasting marriage? And she said, respect. I never lost my respect to him and I never felt that he lost his respect to me. And this topic is really all about respect. Kasi you can say that you love your spouse.
Oh.
But this is really a matter of respect. Respect that, you know, if this can hurt your marriage in the long run, don't give up your marriage for the sake of temporary pleasure and happiness.
Ang ganda nito.
So, simulan natin part 2.
Ang ganda. Okay. So, let's begin this podcast.
Welcome to
Love.
Right, diba totoo? It's really respect.
Habang kinikwento mo siya, two things ang pumasok sa utak ko.
May two things.
Hindi seryoso.
Nanganak.
Alam mo, ang sarap nung episode na to. Kaya, thank you for listening to our podcast. When we talk about respect, number one, it's respect to your spouse. Number two, it's respect to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Pwede mo rin kasing, alam mo, fun kasing pag-usapan din na, do you fantasize about this guy? Or about this, parehas tayo, ganito rin. Pero masarap sa isang asawa na marinig na, alam mo, dati nagpa-fantasize ako ng ganito. Hindi naman sensual, pero ngayon hindi na talaga. Kasi gusto kong mata ko sa'yo lang nakatingin. How would you feel if your spouse will say that?
Tara, tigilan natin yung podcast.
Hindi, pero diba, it's ang sarap marinig.
Yes.
Ang sarap na win-work out ko yan. Alam na, marami, totoo naman, marami namang maganda sa labas
masarap
yan.
Masarap pagtagumpayan.
Oo. Pero alam mo, di ko na inaano yun kasi ang focus ko na sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
So, kahit yung mga artista na nandun ako, tutuwa ako, pero ang focus ko ikaw. It will really be different kapag yun ang narinig mo sa asawa mo. And again, people say it's too ideal. It's not too ideal, but it's worth fighting for. So if it's a struggle, then fight the struggle until you win the struggle.
So what are the two questions that the
may
couples
question ba ito?
Or well, baka mayroon kang gustong ano? Ako number one, anong link ang ano joke? Anong link ang naging helpful sa inyo? And one is, ayoko nang tanongin niyo kung nag-fantasize sila.
No.
Pero something
lang.
Like, go. Ah, sige, ikaw na lang.
Ako na lang. Yung sa akin is, what do you think you can do to spice up more the intimacy in your married life, focusing on your spouse and not on other people? Diba, it's a self-check lang. In scale of 1 to 10, how much are you still into your spouse versus how much are you needing help na kailangan may magkuha sa outside force bago ka magiging into your spouse. So,
that's it.
It's a good for you to reflect on that and then do something about it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I love that. So, let's pray na.
Yeah, let's pray. Bless us, O Lord. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the gift of marriage, the gift of relationships. Not perfect, Lord, human beings. But Lord, we pray that whatever is pleasurable to you, designed for married couples, may we adhere to that and may you bless us. Lord, we are praying because we are weak. But by your strength, we can overcome. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father,
the Son,
the
Holy
Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for listening because love connects.